Before we start the sugya of Rachikines Meher Aglayim, we had last week a chiddush din from Maseches Klayim that if you have gefanim that are growing under the ground, tochas megimel tefachim, it's also to plant zera, it's also to plant other seeds on top of it, even though there's no isaklayim, because the klayim doesn't apply when roots mingle underground, as we had already in the past, that if there's a wall on top, you're allowed to plant things even though the roots mix. But in the Afal Pi Kein, you're not allowed to plant zera on top of vines, because the zera is going to go straight down to the vine, and it'll grow into the vine. It'll be mavrich. It'll become one. It'll become morkiv together. It'll become grafted together with the geffen. That's a chiddush because the person's not doing a maisa of grafting. The most he's doing is a gram of grafting. He's planting a seed. He's not grafting two different things together. And the Gemara is saying that Afal Pi Kein is an Isser. So I'd like to share with you a klal of the Ragachovitz, an important klal to know for Shas. Tzofnas Paneach mentions it bekitzer in a number of places. We have a sefer downstairs, Mefaneach Tzvunois. The Ragachovitz sefer was Tzofnas Paneach. Somebody wrote a sefer Mefaneach Tzvunois where he takes together klolim that the Ragachov mentions in different places. And one of them is a very yesodistic klal on the question, when do you say that the Torah asked even a gram of an Avera? And when do you say the Torah only asked the Maisa, but a groma is mutter, is not included in the Issa Torah? What are the klolim hadvar? In Hilchah Shabbos it says, Asiyahu da'asa, ha'groma shari. In Hilchah Shabbos, the halacha is that the goyrim is mutter min atayra. Even with the Rabbanon, the Makam Hefsid, we said that a gram kibui is mutter. If there's a fire threatening to burn down a house, Falila, you're allowed to put water around the perimeter of a fire, so when the fire gets there, it'll go out. It's gram kibui. And it's mutter with Makam Hefsid. Because on Shabbos, we say only the maisa is asur and not the goyrim. Yet, by other halachas, by Nizikin, we assume at least that certain types of grama are also included in this Adaraisa. By Ritzicha, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Reitzayach that somebody who kills someone else through a gram is Hata Bedine Yadam, Mechaya Bedine Shemayim. He says it's an Adaraisa. And just that there's no Einish Misa B'Payel. But that it's still an Issa Daraisa. So when do you say it's an Issa Daraisa, when don't you? So the Ragachov has a very nice clown. He says in every Issa Taira, it depends if the Issa is the Maisa, or the Issa is the Nifal, or the Issa is the result. What is the concept of the Issa? What's the idea that the Taira is coming to Asa? If the Taira is answering the Maisa, so then we say the Torah only asks the Maisa. If you can do it without a Maisa through a gram, so then there is no Issa Daraisa. The Shein Kein, if the Kavan of the Isser is the Nifal, is the result of what the Torah is talking about, it's a result that's not Merutza, then even a gram is also awesome. That's his Klal. And with that, it's easy to be Mechalot between Shabbos and Ritzicha or Mazik, because certainly we all understand by Ritzicha the chaimer of the Isser of killing is not the mice of killing, it's the result that someone was killed. It's not the mice of being Mazik, it's the result that someone was Nizik. So where the Isser is the result, we understand that even a gram is an Isser that rises. Where the Isser is the mice on Shabbos, what's the Isser on Shabbos? The Malacha is done? No. The Isser is that the Guf of the Yid has to rest on Shabbos. In the Torah, you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. The issur is the asiyah. So when the issur is the asiyah, then asiyah hu da'asa, a gram is mutter. It's a very nice klal. It uses it to explain. There's a Rashi in Chulin from the Samach Gimel by Oisei Vespinoi. So the Gemara there says that on Erev Yom Tov, when people buy animals and shech them, whereas all year some people buy it, they hold it till they shech it. But Erev Yom Tov, it's most people who buy animals shech it right away. So the halacha is that you have to be machriz. If someone buys an animal, you have to tell him that the mother was sold that day. So you have to be machriz. So in fact, you have to be machriz. Could be it's a gezer d'rabbanan. But Rashi says there that even a gram of Isiv Espinai is asr. But Isiv Espinai, even if you cause Isiv Espinai by selling it to two people that are going to shech it that day, the person who sells it is Iran Aver. So Ragachava is Nazmi because Vaita, Isiv Espinai. The Avera is that it's being Nishchat, B'yayim Echad, Isayim Benai, Isishatu B'yayim Echad. It's not the Maisa, it's the result. And Mimela, that's how he's Nazmi, the Isser of Isiv Espinai, and Mechikas Hashem, he says the reverse. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos says if a person has Hashem written on his skin, and if he goes into a mikveh and he's tayvel, it's going to erase the Hashem. So the Gemara says, tayvel kedarkei vein echayshish. You've got to be tayvel. I, Mechikas Hashem, is an Isser Deraisa. How can it be tayvel kedarkei? Something that many Achrayim that's all about. So the Ragachava says it's only a gram mechika. He's not doing mechika b'yadayim. And the issa mechikas Hashem, it's not, at the end there's no result. The result is there's no Shem there. It's the maisa mechika which is absorbed to the Shem. It's not the result. The result is there's no Shem on your hand. That's a davachar. It's not a davachar. It's the maisa mechika which is the bizarre. Anytime the issa is the maisa, it's done through a gram. So then it's mutter. If the issur is the result, there's a result, chain of ratzoi, then it's different. Now I know you can tumble certain averus in the Torah. Is it the maisa or is it the result? You can wonder. But some of them, Shabbos, should be clear it's the maisa. The tzicha is clear it's the result. And this is his gedder. It fits in well that by grafting, you would assume grafting also, it's not the maisa of grafting. It's creating grafted trees, that's awesome. There's a result, there's a nifal. And mainly you can understand that the Gemara Namazan Fabshita, that planting seeds in a place, it's only a gram of grafting. Plant a seed on the ground, like a normal person plants, just add the phantom underneath. It's going to end up growing into it. That should be included, that should be an isser. Very geschmack, according to what he's saying, because I think we would agree that the issur of grafting trees is an issur, where the result is the issur. And mainly, even a gram of it is also us. So it fits well with his klal. It's a nice klal to know for Shas, because it's confusing. Sometimes a gram is mutter, sometimes it's tasser. And this would be a nice gedder. Dine diamond. Okay, let's start the next Gemara. Meiraglayim, Mina Kaisel, Gimel Tvachim. All right, there's not much in the Achrayim here on this Gemara, but in the Halacha, to come out clear, I'd like to try to come out as clearly as we can. It's Hashem, you'll all be Zaycha to have little kids and train them and go in the street with them, and you'll find that the question of where you're allowed to go to a backyard and be Mashtin Mayim is Negeh the Halacha. And let's try to learn the Gemara and learn the Gedarim. And we'll see how the Gemara works out. Let's see. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Mutal Adam Lahashtin Mayim B'Tzakisol Eishal Chaveira. A halacha psuka. It's mutter to go Liyakisol Eishal Chaveira and be Mashtin Mayim. Iksiv from an unlikely makar Vechrati La'achav Mashtin B'kiyav Otzav Ozav Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's going to destroy the family of Achav. I assume you all know Rachav was one of the kings of the 10 Shvatim, of the Aseres HaShvatim, and he was a Rasha. And because of his rishis, he was told that his family wouldn't survive. And the language was, Vechratin, I will cut away from Rachav, Mashtin Bekir. And we understand Mashtin Bekir to mean that he'll have no male descendants. A male, the Pasuk uses a Lashon of Mashtin Bekir, someone who can urinate on a wall. And such a Lashon. Avada, the Torah uses a Lashon of Mashtin Bekir. Okay, it's using such a Lashon to speak in a very negative way about Achav's descendants. But there's a limud. So Rabbi Bar Bachan understands that the Kavanah of the Pasuk is to tell you that Hashtana Bekir is Mutter. That Hashtana Bekir is Mutter. I, Hanan Tananas, Neraglaim, and Akaisal Shloshet Tfachim. I, the Mishnah says you have to be married 3 Tfachim, and I think tomorrow, Hassan B'Shaifim. There it's talking. A person has in his house, he has a container in which people were Matal Neraglaim, there's no plumbing. Every once in a while they took it out and they poured it out. So Shaifkin, to pour it out, that's Aser next to a Kaisa. But Hashtana is Mutter. Now what's the difference, Shaifkin or Hashtana? What's the story to be Michalik? How do you understand Pash Pshat and Gemara? My Nafkamina? Huh? What? That's one way to understand. Okay, L'chaira, there are two ways you can understand this Gemara. Rav Rumi is saying, says in the Dibris Maisha, it's not the way I understood the Gemara. Rav Maisha says that the Pshat is as follows. Really, to put Meiraglayim next to someone's kir is awesome. You're amazing. But all Hilchishchenim are part of a takana of a society. Of Dinei Tznius, for people to be able to be mashed in a private place, the Gemara held, that was Rabbi Brachana Svar. That somebody who has a, who needs to, and it's there's a need for the tznius of being able to go in a private place, which is near someone's wall. So that need overrides dinei mazik. The whole thing anyway is also shkainen. So takonis, l'tevas ha-shkainen. So there's a across the board takana that you're allowed to do it. Well, it's a better tznius is to go to a bathroom. But sometimes a person's traveling and he's stuck, he has to be mashed in. And so he has to go someplace. There were no public bathrooms. So the normal thing is you go in a place where it's secluded and you do what you have to do. So if you're able to go near someone's wall, so at least it's a new way, you're covered. Why is it about the shark? So the person has to. We're all spoiled, we have bathrooms all over the place. Now Gemara says, "Is Yehu Ashir? Mishiyesh lai beisakisei samach shulchanai." Gemara brachas. Not everybody had so available. A person's traveling. It doesn't happen. You travel in the country, and you have to make a stop. If there's no gas station nearby, you stop in the woods, and the person relieves himself in the woods. So that was a tznius of it is that you do it is that a person's allowed to do it next to it. Certainly, once a person has to do it, doing it by a wall is more tzenua than the alternative. That's the way Rav Moshe learns. He says, what's the raya for the pasuk? The raya for the pasuk is that it was normal. Not pshat, the pasuk, somebody tells the din. Just since in Klal Yisrael they refer to a zachar as a mashtan bekir with such a lashon, you see, it's normal, it's a normal thing, and it's a normal thing, so we understand that it's something that's that despite the fact that it's mazik the wall, but for the tzarchet tznius, it's a normal thing. This is the pshat that Rav Moshe writes in the Dibris Moshe. But there's a second way to learn the Gemara. The way I would have learned the Gemara, and we'll see in a minute, it's the Ma'aseh Machlokes Rishayim. I would have understood the Gemara differently. I would understand that a small amount of Meiraglayim, what's it mazik? What's Hashtana? The person goes once, and he relieves himself. A small amount of Meiraglayim, that's mazik something. Probably not mazik anything. Shaifchim, a person's going to pour out his container. So it's a large amount of Meiraglayim. A large amount is Aser. A small amount is Mutter. That's the way I would have understood Shad in the Gemara. And as we'll see soon, it appears that the way Ramesh is saying is the way Rashi learned the Gemara. And the way I'm saying is the way the Rambam understood this Gemara. So we'll see in a minute, but right now, at this point in the Gemara, we have two Pshatim. But the Lamaisa, the Maskon, is very clear. If the Gemara would end here, it would be easy. The halacha is Hashtana is Mutta, Sheikhin is Asa. The halacha would be a very clear halacha. The Gemara now is going to shlug up Rabbi Bar Bachana from Abraisa. The Gemara is going to have a Tiyufta. And now we're going to have to understand what's the Machloikis. What changed from the beginning to the Tiyufta? What changed? Let's see. Toshma. Lo yashkin oda mayim b'tzad chesolei shal chavera yelam kein hechik mimeno gimel tfach. When do you have to be marchikim utfachim because of levena? By a wall that's made out of bricks. Bricks are things that are made from cement. Aval because of avonim. Some that's made from real stone, stone that's from shoshis and mevareshis, hard solid stone. So that's more solid. V'chtei shalai yazik v'kam atefach. An amount that's not mazik. And that's enough to be marked a few inches, a tefach. V'shal tzunma, that's muta legami. Akapanim, here it says layashtin. You see, not like we said before. Before we thought there's a difference between ashtana and shayfchin. Here you see ashtana itself is asr, tiyufta. Tiyufta rabba chana, tiyufta. So Gemara has a shlugs up rabba rachana. Ay, rabba rachana kura kamer, hasa ochi kamer, afil midi didaki lashtunay bikir, lay shakin alay. Where it says, no, the Taicher Mashtim Bekir is a dog. That I won't leave for him even a dog that should survive from his mishpacha. That even something he owns will be destroyed. And that seems to be the maskana. It should be that if you look in Tanakh, you take out a Tanakh, a Mashtim Bekir, you look in Rashi, it should say Kalba. Because that's the maskana. Rabbi Rachan is knocked off. So the maskana is Kalba. And that seems to be the maskan of the Gemara. Now, first of all, there's a major problem. According to this maskana, is our Mishnah talking dafka by Sheikhin? What's our Mishnah talking about? According, if you slog up Rabbi Rabbacham, you say he's wrong. So it says in the Mishnah, as Meraglaya min akaisel gimel tfachim. What is it talking about? We only answered Sheifchin to answer Rabbi Bar Bachana. Now that we shlug up Rabbi Bar Bachana, Pshat in the Mishnah is all Meiraglayim is awesome. That's what should, that would seem to be the maskon of this Gemara. So right away we have a major problem, because if you look in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, they're mechalek between Sheifchin and Meiraglayim. The chiluk they say, we'll see in a minute. They say Shaifchin has one din, and Meraglayim has another din. So right away, there's something going on here with the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, which is not the way we learn Pashup Shat this Gemara, which is the way I read it to you, the way Rashi explained the Gemara. That's one problem with the Gemara. There's a second problem with the Gemara. The Gemara here says there's a difference if the wall is made out of levenim, avonim, or tzunim. What's the difference? What's an afkamina? What's the damage of liquid to a wall? It's mazik under the ground. It destroys the foundation of the building. What's the difference what the wall is made of? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to say that we're talking about the foundation. Rashi says, "The kaisel levenim heim shel tich and nisiyavshu b'chama. They're made out of mud that was dried in the sun. Veheim nimukim machmas hamayim, and they dissolve because of the water. V'kama tefa shemitachish es hakarka samach liyisayid hakaisel." That means, when we say it's made out of levenim, or avonim, or tzunma, we're talking about the yisayid hakaisel, the foundation. If the foundation is made out of avonim, it's one din. Levanim, another din. Sunma, another din. That's the way Rashi learned. I'm not sure. When we had sunma earlier, we also talked about sunma under the ground that blocks shrushim from going from one side to the other. So this is how Rashi learned. Avonim, levanim, and sunma are all under the ground as part of the site. But here, Vaita, we have a kasha. What about everything else in the Mishnah? That's magic. What about Gefes and Zevel and Melach and Sid and Avonim? All the things that are magic the wall. How are they magic the wall? We understood the same way. They make the ground underneath become soft. And Mimela, the foundation, doesn't stand strongly. And Mimela, the wall falls down. Or Mayim, Eitzel HaKaisel. We understood that the mayim, that's what we understood, no? The mayim under the ground damages the foundation, the same as Meraglayim, it's all the same. It's the damage we understand is the same, that's how we're learning the whole parak. That all these things damage under the ground. So why the Gemara wakes up by Meraglayim, and it's telling you over here that there's a difference, Levanim, Avanim, or Sunma. What do you mean? The Mishnah, before the Mishnah gets to Shaila Meraglayim, is the last case in the Mishnah. It's the last thing that's mazik the foundation. The Mishnah starts, after it has Bar Samach Labar, it goes on to, which is also really Bar Samach Labar also, it should matter what the ground is made up of. Okay, but then there's no wall. But then it goes, El Amasamayim, the Breches HaKaipsim, and Gefes, Zevel, Melach, Sid, and Slaim, which are all things that are mazik a wall, and Zeroyim and Achrisha, which are mazik a wall. It doesn't say a word if the wall is made out of Levanim or Avanim. We get to the Meraglayim, so we have a braisa that tells us it's different. So Davar Pela, what's going on here? The way we're learning the Gemara, why didn't it make a chiluk by everything? It should have said the chiluk by everything. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Tes, after it brings all of the list of everything in our Mishnah, in the first, in the previous Sifin, it says, Yesh Misha Aymer, I'll look it up exactly, Yesh Misha Aymer, that all of the Dinim of our Mishnah, all the Dinim of our Mishnah are only a Kaisel Levanim. But a kaisel avanim or tsumma is different. Yesh mishayimah, it's different. If you look in the Baragayla, he says Rashi. It's Rashi. Where exactly is the Rashi? You have to find the Rashi. It says Rashi. And then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh mishayimah. No, that it's only Beimei Raglayim that we make this chiluk. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein das Rambam Rabbeinu Yair. It's unusual Shulchan Aruch should bring the name, but here it does. It says, Chayn Das Harama Rabbeinu Yaina, that this is only by Meraglayim. Thus haste. Rashi Shita is that it's by everything. And the Rambam Shita is, no, Dafka here. So that needs an explanation. Why Dafka here? Well, let's see. According to Rashi, we learned the Gemara, it's easy. The Gemara is saying that there's no difference in the maskala between Shaifchin or Meraglayim or anything. No difference. They're all the same din, the same as Gefes and Zebel and Sid and Melach. All the dinim are the same. You have to be Machik Gimel Tfachim if it's made out of Levanim. One Tefach Havanim, zero Tzumma. That's the way we learned the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying no difference. What's the difference between the Havamina of Rabbi Bar Bachana and the Maskana? If you learn like Rav Moshe, it's not a lumdus. The Havamina was that for tznius reasons, you're allowed to be mazik. It's a takana that for tznius of Meraglayim, you're allowed to be mazik the wall of your friend. Maskana is, you're not allowed to. There's no such takana for tznius. So you be marchik. You marchik kimul tfachim, mishkeferluch, it's a foot away. And you marry Gimel Tfachim and you do it that way. This is the way to learn like Rashi. By Hashtana and Shaitzim, which are the same according to Rashi. The way we learn the Gemara Pashup Shad, Rabba Bar Bachana was Mechalik between Shaitzim and Hashtana. But the Gemara swats him up. Tiyufta to Rabba Chana to Yufta, there's no Chilik. Chayre, this is the way to learn the Gemara like Rashi, and it's Pashup. According to Rashi, the Chayre, there's no difference how much. What's going to be the dinner? You have one cup of water. If you want to pour it out next to somebody's wall. You're traveling, you have a cup, you want to spill out what's in the cup. You're allowed to pour out one cup of water near someone's wall? I don't know. If a lot of water is mazik, you're allowed to pour one cup. You're allowed to put a small amount of gefes near someone's wall? Small amount of melach? There's no difference. It doesn't say shir. It seems, the way we're learning, that the Isurim, it's also. I'll say, I'm only doing a little. Yeah, if everyone does a little, it'll be a lot. Like Rashi, that's what comes after this Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass them like Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Rambam has a totally different pshat in this Gemara. The Rambam holds is a chilik between Hashtana and Shaitchim. It's a difference if it's a lot of meraglayim or a small amount. Our Mishnah is talking by Shaifim. That's Emes. That's a Maskana. Our Mishnah is talking when it's a lot of water. And not only that, the Rambam says, Hu Hadin, if there's a Guma, there's a hole. The person wants to make a hole, and every time he's going to urinate, he's going to use that. It's at the edge of his property, and he has a place, an outhouse. Somebody goes, and he's Mato Meraglayim. Rama says that's also to do it within three tefachim of your friend's wall. That's the same as Shaifchim. Because the Rambam learns the point isn't if you're spilling it or if Hashtana. The point is a lot or a little. So Hashtana into a guma that you're making for Meraglayim is the same as Shaifchim. Anytime it's a lot, that's the din of our Mishnah, that's also, it doesn't matter. The wall's made out of Levainim or Avanim or Tzunma, it doesn't matter. All the same. All the dinim of our Mishnah are uniform dinim. You have to be marchik gimel tfachim for any of the things in our Mishnah. When they're done in a large amount, that could be marchik. This braisa tells us a second din. It's a separate din. One is sifhei in Shulchan Aruch, and one is sivav in Shulchan Aruch. The din of our Mishnah, meraglayim, is sifhei. It doesn't say any difference. If it's a wall of Levainim or Avanim, no difference at all. The din of our Mishnah, Zakhtar Rambam, is everything the same. If it's a large amount of Meraglayim, it's always three Tvachim, same thing with Zevel, with Gefes and Zevel, and Sin and Melech and Avanim, all the same. There's a second din of Hashtana. Hashtana is a small amount. Zakhtar Rambam, here's where it gets tricky. The Rambam didn't teach me the Gemara. The Rambam just wrote a halacha. Zok the Rambam. The Gemara is now making a chilek if the foundation of the wall is made out of one material or another. We're talking if the wall itself, above ground, what's the wall made out of? If the wall is made out of Levainim, you need three tefachim hachafim. If the wall is made out of Avanim, you need one tefach hachafim. If the wall is made out of what he calls, I think, selat tzchiach, what's the lashon? Sifah. It's made out of a solid selat. Avadim tzchiach selat. It's made out of a very solid, I don't know exactly what type of stone it is. It's made out of, is this marble? Marble quality? It just looks good. Made out of something of quality. So then, you don't have to marchik at all. It seems the Rambam learns this Gemara totally not like Rashi. We're not talking about the foundation. Hashtana is not mazik a foundation. A one-time Hashtana, what are you worried about the foundation? It dries up and finished. There's no hesitant. We're worried about something else. We're worried about being mazik. The stones themselves, the avonim themselves, above the ground. We're worried about damaging the stones. So that, it depends what type of stone. You have to be marchik from Levainim a certain amount. from Avonim a different amount, and Tzviyas Soled it's not Mazik the stone at all, you're not the Nachik at all. By Hashtonim. Because by Shaifim it's Mazik the foundation. So that's the head. When you Mazik the foundation, it doesn't matter what the wall's made out of. If you Mazik the foundation, it's always awesome. Because the truth is, when you Mazik the foundation, the way I understand, I'm not a builder, it doesn't matter what the foundation is made of. It matters what the earth next to it gets soft, so then the earth gives way to whatever it's made out of. So Ram didn't understand, like Rashi, it matters what the foundation is made of. No. We're talking what the wall is made of. And you're not Mazik the foundation. It's not Shaifim. It's Ashtara one time. Someone stopped by the side of the road. And one time Ashtara, there's no Shaifim. It's not going to be Mazik. It's not going to do a Hezik to the foundation. But it could do Hezik to the stones themselves. So that, it depends what stones they are. Depends what they're made of. Certain stones, it's Mazik even a little bit. It's 3 tefachim away. And it comes to the wall. And Avonim, less. And Tzviasela, less. Totally different din, like the Shita Saramba. And Mamela, it's Gishmak, the two kashas we asked. Shaifin is Lamaskana? Yeah, it is Lamaskana. Because the din of Shaifin is a separate din. We asked, we don't pass the Rabba Barbachana, why are we sticking with that teretz? Because that teretz stays. Shaifin is one din. There's another din. There's a din of being Mazik the stones. So that's this Tashma, this price. If it's made out of Levain, then you always be Mazik the stones. That's always a problem. You always have to be Mazik Kibbut Tfach. But out the stones alone, for the Avonim, you could get closer. The Erev Shaykhin, you have to still stay 3 Tfach away because of the Yisayim. Two different dealings. One Cheshash and Hezek Yisayim, and one Cheshash and Hezek HaKaisim. Two different chashashes that the Gemara is talking about. And what?
It dries up right away.
Why is it Mazik, the stones? I can't answer you. Oh, yeah. If it's Mazik, it seems to be that the chashash is that the liquid is of the Ashtana is going to go to the wall. It's going to hit the wall. Now, why it's Mazik very quickly, I don't know. Truth is, you and I can't imagine walls made out of dried mud. Levain in Rashi is kit shemis yavish, but it appears that it has the ability to be mazik, and that ashtana causes a hezik, and that a person has to be mazik, and that also answers, of course, the Rambam Shita why all these chalukim are only by Nerav Lion, and apparently not by the other things where there's no mitzias of hashtana. So Lefizia, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it. It's a case of Vav doesn't even bring that Rashi disagrees. We don't know how Rashi would hold by being Mazik the wall, but this is what it brings. So why would you say Lamaskana? Tremendous. Is it tremendous difference? What's the Metzias Nizman Hazeh? Hashtana Shaifchim to be Mazik the foundation. I don't know. It's Mustafa, whatever Matthias was then, Matthias is today. Well, foundations get ruined over time. Is the Shaifin, does it do damage? I'm pretty sure it does. What? We don't have mud houses. But the Rambam says in the foundation, there's no difference if it's made out of mud or made out of solid ground. Isn't Matthias different? You think so? You think foundations don't get damaged when the earth next to it is softened? I don't think so. Not sure. Not sure. But the bricks themselves, I think, certainly don't have damage from our bricks. I don't think. Yeah? But they have damage. And I would wonder, Bizman Azeh, I'd have to find, it's funny to find the Shal Tshuva said as they talk about this. But whether this then Hakaka applies Bizman Azeh, I'm not sure. What? Train station. Homeless people. Have your experience. So anyway, what comes out of Lamaisa? It's a little tricky. Because we're talking in a case, what's the Gemara's case? The land you're on is your land. The Gemara's not talking about trespassing on someone else's property. The Gemara's saying it's your land. Or it's just a rabbi's land. and the kaisel of this neighbor is there, and you're going to be mazik him. That's the case. If someone had a shayla, he's in a park to go next to a wall of somebody else's house, that would be the Gemara shayla. That would be the Gemara's need. But to actually go into someone else's backyard doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is talking about. To go to someone else's backyard, the garden is someone else's backyard, and to be mashed in there. So I don't know. Is that an end of zalechasa? Is that an end of zalechasa? I don't know. What? Yeah. Maybe it's just going to smell. Maybe it's going to smell. That's the issue. Could be. It's like I said, the Rambam just says the halacha. Could be certain stones absorb and it's going to smell. And that's the hazard. That can be bizarre as that too. Could be. The request was made out of tzunma to make a guma. The Rambam says beferish is awesome. The Rambam says in Sifhei, what's written in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, is a guma, is osir, no chilek, doesn't make chilek with Vayin or Avon. According to Rashi, it would be mutter as long as the aside is made out of tzunma. So we mutter. So according to the Rambam, what did Rabbi Bar Bachana think originally and what's the maskana? Originally, Rabbi Bar Chana only knew about the hezek of the Yisayi. So he said, Ashtana is Mota on the Yisayi. So at the Gemara, no, we have a price. There's a hezek to the wall. There's a separate issue. Upon him, this is the Shaka Vitaria, just a Pashit. The Gemara, Kasha answer, two ways to learn. Actually, the first Kasha in Tara said, no, two ways to learn. But in the Toshma, now the Rashi and the Rambam have two Mahalchim. In the Gemara. See, this is the Gemara of Atalos Meir of Lion. We come now to a new sugya, Amish and Wom. Omer of Tuvi Bar Kisna Amish and Wom. The next daf is the sugya of Rakik. Rakik, according to most Pshatim, refers to, like Rashi says, refers to a cape. A thin cake or kike matzis you have by the menachis, the kike matzis mishukim b'shemen. It's a type of a cake. There's a pshat that rokik refers to spit, which is also a lashim, which is brought in the back in the one of the mafarshim. But all the rishonim seem to go that we're talking here about. It's only all the paiskim. We're talking about rokik, which is a cake, and. The sugya now that we're about to begin is a sugya that has to do with Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara. The sugya goes to Chaf Amud Beis. It's not a complicated sugya, and the Gemara itself is very easy. Shmuel has a memra, and the Gemara brings rayas, and shlugs up the raya, and shlugs up the raya. It's not complicated in the sense that it doesn't go into 100 different sugyas of Tumah. It's one sugya. And that's the sugya of what is chaitzitz b'nei ha-tumah, what blocks tumah. That's the one sugya, Shmuel's memra, and Shakal Vitaria about Shmuel's memra. Taisus brings a number of chidushim in these halachas, and the etahar is to just skip it quickly and say it's a separate sugya and go weiter. But the truth is, it's important to me that you should have yedias in other areas too. And therefore, I'd like to learn the sugya properly with halacha. With halacha. This sugya is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Most people do not know, I've mentioned it here in the past numerous times, that there are five simanim in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeya about Hilchis Tumas Kayanim. The halachas of what a Kayan is allowed to go or where he's not allowed to go. I believe it starts Shin Samach Ches. And Shin Samach Tes, Shin Ayin, Shin Ayin Aleph, and Shin Ayin Beis. Five simanim in Yaradei. Why doesn't anybody learn it? It's all because of the printer. The only reason nobody learns it is because of the printer. On the top of the page, it says Hilchos Avelos. If you take Yaradei, it says Hilchos Avelos. And everyone's superstitious about learning Hilchos Avelos. So therefore, no, if the printer had put on top Hilchos Kayanim, some stone, at least the Kayanim would learn it. But since it's stuck in the middle of it, stuck in between the halachis of Tara of Emes and Hilchis Avelus, it's stuck in, let's do it Emes. So therefore it's barely ever learned. It should be learned. The halachis of Tumas Kayanim, which are the halachis of a Din Tara, Din Daraisa. And I mentioned in the past that the halachis are not so elaborate as you might imagine. You don't have to know whole Hilchis Tumah and Tahira. You have to know how Tumah travels. Tumas Oil travels, that's what Ligeia. And that's what we're going to spend the next, probably the next 2 days, at least, learning here in the Sugya. The Taisus in the Sugya are important, especially Taisus Rakik, Taisus Rayin, and Taisus Di, those three Taisus. And we're going to spend time on it. I'd like to do today is two things. First, to give you a Hagdama, and then to try to tell you how to learn this Sugya, so it doesn't confuse you. We all have a chesaron of yediyas and hilchos tumah. Unfortunately, we're very not negeya, so we spend our time trying to learn halachas that are negeya, and we learn nashim and nizikim and yeshiva. These halachas we don't learn much. So first, I'd like to review the basic yisoid, which I've mentioned. I try to mention every year to find an excuse to mention it once or twice. How tumah travels. Something you should know. I learned these halachas when my grandmother, Leah Shalom, passed away in 1982. She passed away in my mother's house, her parents' house. And she was ill. She was in the bedroom in the back. And it was the night of Shabbos. It was Leah Shabbos. And she passed away in her sleep during the night. At that time, there was a kayin in the house. My brother was a kayin. My sister and my brother-in-law were sleeping in a different bedroom in the house, and nobody had any clue what to do. Do you wake him up? You don't wake him up? How does he leave? Does he leave out the window? Does he walk out through the door? Is he allowed to change out of his pajamas? Nobody really knew what to do. And after that happened, I decided that I should know. So I learned the halachas. Not complicated. In 1 hour, you could become an expert in these halachas. You have to chazer them once in a while. So how do I chazer them? Every once in a while, I tell it to my class. The halacha, you remember, I mentioned a million times that if there's a mace in a building, people think the kohen has to leave the building. It's not true. If there would be a mace in the Beis Medrash here in the yeshiva, there'd be a levaya, and there's a mace, and there'd be a kohen in this room. So I mentioned many times to you, what's the halacha? The kohen just stays in the room until the mace is taken out, even though he's under the same roof. But people say it can't be under the same roof. There's a total misunderstanding. Not a machlaikis, not a chalukadeus, nothing. It's just amaratsis. And how does tumah travel from one room to another? Even a person is in the same room as a mace, you know, shayla, he's in the tam of ba'ayil, a mace, you're under the same roof, in the same room, no question, a mace is in the tam of ba'ayil. How does tumah travel from one room to another? So there are two ways tumah to travel. Either through an opening from one room to the other. An opening, how big an opening? You normally say tefach al tefach. That's what the Gemara here says. An opening tefach al tefach, from one room to another, is a window or a door that's open. The tumah travels. So that, if there's a mace in the hallway, and the door here would be open, the tumah would come into the room, the kohen's not allowed to be in the room. Because the tumah travels not only through a door, but through any opening that's tefach al tefach. An opening that's more than a tefach al tefach. That's how the tumah travels. So what happens if the kohen's in a room, and the door is open, and there's a mace in the hall? So you should quickly close the door. Now we're going to have to learn if a door is a chatzitza b'nei tumah. We'll assume that it is. And therefore, a kohen quickly closes the door. There's no tefach or tefach, unless the bottom of the door is off the ground, the tefach. But the bottom of our doors are maybe an inch off the ground. So, immediately you close the door, the tumah doesn't come in. So, tumah, I always tell people, tumah is not like smoke. It's not that once the smoke is in, you close the door, the smoke is in. That's true. The tumah, it's metameh at this moment. The kohen is tameh anyway. Today, everyone's tameh. He's not allowed to be in a massive of tumah. So if he closes the door, now the tumah is not coming in. And then, when he blocks the tumah, he's allowed to be in the room. It's not that once the tumah came in, it's in. If he closed the door, then he's allowed to be in the room. The door's open, he's not allowed to be in the room. He's tumah anyway, we're all tumah and eser. This on a kayv is not to become tumah, it's to be in a matziv, which would make a Torah person tumah. This is not dafka because he's becoming tameh. It's because he's a matzah which is mitameh. It's not being a matzah which is mitameh. Washing hands has nothing to do with tumas meis. It has to do with ruach ra. Washing hands because of ruach ra. There's no such thing as a tumah d'oraisa that comes out with washing hands. Either washing hands, there are yud ches devarim, that from the Yud Ches Devarim, things that are Matami Yadayim, which is Tumah Dirabana. And then, well, the whole list of things that are Reach, which are Ruach Ra, which is someone goes to a Levaya, touches his shoes, etc. He goes to Beis Kisei. Now we call it Tumah, but it's not Tumah, it's a Ruach Ra. So Tumah's Kayanim travels, I said, two ways. Either through an opening, which is Tefach al Tefach. The importance of Tosis Rokik is to figure out when it's tefach al tefach. Tesis has cases where it's less than tefach al tefach. It's very negal ledina. But anyway, we'll learn for now tefach al tefach. There's a second way tumah travels. If I remember, how could tumah travel through a closed door? Saif tumah latzeis. Saif tumah latzeis. Rashi and Beya says halacha mishum sina. Saif tumah latzeis is if you have a door that's closed, but the plan is to take the mace out through that door, then it's as if that door is open. Closing a door where it's safe to malatze, so the mace is going to be taken out through, in that case, leaving the door closed doesn't help. It's as if the door is open, the tumah travels. And if your mace is in a building and you're not sure which way you're going to take him out, so all the potential exits have a din of safe to malatze until you decide which one. That's the halacha of safe to malatze. The mainach gemina. There are many funeral homes that have an awning over the front entrance. They have an awning from the funeral home out into the street. Now, if there's a mace in the building, if they plan to take the mace out through that front door, which is the practice in many of the places, you know that you've been at Levayas, Shomer Hadas, they take the mace out through the back. On Avenue M and in Coney Island Avenue, there's a funeral home. They usually take the mace out to the front. They have an awning because it's raining. They can take the mace without the rain hitting the mace straight to the vehicle. If there's a mace in that building, a kohen is not allowed to walk under the awning even when the door's closed, even at night. Because Saif Tumah Latzeis, the mace will go out through that door. It's as if the door is open. And in Meila, the tumah comes under that door. And there's an isser for a kayin to go under that door because of Saif Tumah Latzeis. Now, this is the halacha of how Tumah travels. Even though I told you Rashi says halacha Moshav Sinai, there is a machloikis, Ashastir and Rashi and Beya, I think Daf Yud and Daf Lamed Gimel. One place Rashi says halacha Moshav Sinai, one place says it's a Durabana. It makes very little difference. It's usher anyway, and this is a klara halacha. It's a din of seif tumah latzeis. There's a din of tumah mecheda lecheda. Our sugya, as far as I've seen so far, we're not going to talk about seif tumah latzeis, except to the degree that it might come up. Seif tumah latzeis is its own interesting topic, but we're going to talk about how tumah travels, and the nidan is this nidan: how to block tumah. I think there's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Nesiach Kapayim. Try to find it. Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Nesiach Kapayim talks about if you're in shul, there's a mace in the next room, and there's a door from the next room to your room, and you want kohanim to duchim, but they can't come in. If I recall correctly, check it out, the Mishnah Brura, I think, says to push the Aron Kodesh in front of the door, to block the door. What? There's actually a Gemara that says that's what the Gemara. A little clear, but the Gemara says that they push something in front of the door and they block the tumah, and in that way the kohen could come in. So that's what our sugi is about. It's about blocking the tumma. Now what I'd like to do is I make copies of the page in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone should take it. It's two sides. The page of Shulchan Aruch. I'd like to point out to you where it comes up here in the Gemara. Let me pick it down. And I'd like for tomorrow, the Gemara should go very, very quickly. Right? Yeah. The Gemara should go very quickly because the Gemara itself, as I said, it's new ideas, but it's not so complicated. But I'd like to point out in the Shulchan Aruch two things. The first thing is that the top of the page is Hilchos Avelus. You have a European grandfather, don't learn it in front of him, because he'll get very nervous that you should learn something that says it on the top of the page. I guarantee you, it's not metame, this piece of paper. The Shinai and Av is Din Oyel Heyachevi Atoma. How an oil brings tumah. I'd like to point out to you a Gra Dalid says Ayin Toisvis Bavabasr Dafchafa Meralti Bramaskal He, that part of the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Hanimili of the Shulchan Aruch is a Chiddush of our Toisvis. That's one. And the Gra and Vav, Voloi Mikri, which this one goes on the Ramah, says that is Aimer Agaylai, Taisis Bafa Basri, Tesla Beis, Dibra Maskal Royin, which is another Taisis that comes from our Sugya. So, two things that are here in the Shulchan Aruch are two of our Taisis in. Taisis Rakik is also a very important Taisis. You'll understand why in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. The Taz has Maisa Shahaya. You see the Taz, the fourth line. Now, to learn this Taz, you're not allowed to look at the Amud Beis when you start. If you look at the Amud Beis when you start, you can be Miayish on learning the Taz. So you looked at it. But it's a very long Taz. What you have to do is try to filter through the Taz. The part where you bring sugyas that you're not familiar with, just skip over. You don't have to understand all the kashas and all his rayas. Ein lahakshis Mishnah the Kalim. You could skip that part because you don't have a kasha from the Mishnah and Kalim anyway. But to understand this maskana, it's very important. The star points out that the Kudus HaKesef, those of you who learn Yeridaya know, the Shach has Hagois, the Kudus HaKesef is printed on the second side, where he argues with him. It's Negea very much to Asugya. So you have a lot to do, actually from early tomorrow, and Yitz Hashem, we try to get into this.